Hey everyone, and welcome to this deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at this short story called Narcissus.mp4. It's actually from an English learning module.
Oh, wow.
But don't worry, it's not your typical kind of language lesson.
Okay.
This story uses the myth of Narcissus, and it does some really interesting things with it.
Oh, interesting.
Like, it makes you think about how we see ourselves and, like, the world around us. And it kind of gets into what happens when we get a little too self-obsessed.
Yeah. That's always a relevant topic, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, you got this guy, Seraphine, he's getting older.
Yeah.
And he is just completely fixated on how he looks.
Yeah.
And is like,
yeah,
he's ignoring everything else around him.
Yeah.
To just stare at himself in this mirror.
Yeah.
For hours on end. And it's not even like a regular mirror, right? It's like this manipulated image.
Yeah.
So it's like a modern day Narcissus.
Yeah, it's so interesting how they twist that myth into this, like, modern setting.
Yeah.
And it's not just that he's obsessed with his looks. It's
right.
Right.
And it's like he prioritizes this false image over everything else.
Yeah.
Even, like, the well-being of his cats.
Yeah.
You know, he locks them away in the bedroom.
Oh, wow.
While he's admiring himself.
Yeah.
It's like he's shutting out.
That's a powerful image.
Yeah, like reality itself.
Uh-huh.
What do you make of the cats in the story? They seem to be, like...
Yeah, the cats are really interesting. They're not just pets.
Right.
They represent something more like this connection to nature.
Yeah.
That Seraphine has totally lost. And at first they're like totally obedient
right.
and quiet. It's almost like they're stuck in his little fake world too. But then things start to change.
Yeah.
They get agitated. Their needs are being ignored.
Man.
And it's like they're mirroring the decay that's happening all around him.
That's such a good point. It's like their distress is reflecting his own internal state,
yeah,
which he's completely oblivious to.
Yeah, and the story even like contrasts the detailed description of his apartment falling apart with his total indifference to it.
Yeah, like he's so focused on this perfect image in the mirror that he's willing to let everything else crumble around him.
It's like his carefully constructed world is like starting to crack. And it's the cats who ultimately like shatter it when they attack the mirror in the climax.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that? Like, it's the cats, these creatures he's been ignoring, that force him to confront reality.
It's such a powerful moment, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not like he gradually realizes he's been deceiving himself.
Right.
This truth is like thrust upon him almost violently by the very beings he's been ignoring.
Yeah.
It's like the story's saying, you can't ignore reality forever.
Right.
No matter how hard you try to control it.
And it's almost like the cats aren't just acting out of instinct.
Yeah.
It's like they represent this force of nature, maybe even some kind of like karmic justice, you know?
Oh, I like that. Like a reckoning.
Yeah.
You know, this shattering of the illusion.
Yeah. And then we get that image at the end
with
the cats returning to Seraphine after the mirror is broken.
Uh-huh.
What do you make of that? Is there hope for him now that...
That ending.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. It's like open to interpretation.
Yeah.
On the one hand, you could see the cats coming back.
Right.
As a sign of like forgiveness or a chance for connection.
Yeah.
Like they sense his vulnerability now.
Yeah.
That his facade is gone. But then on the other hand, we're left wondering, can he really change?
Right.
He's been so caught up in this self-deception for so long.
Right.
It's hard to know if he can even grasp this chance.
So the story leaves us with this question. Can we ever really escape the consequences of our own self-deception?
It's a question that goes way beyond the story itself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have our own illusions.
Right.
Our own ways of twisting reality to protect ourselves.
Yeah. This has been a really insightful discussion.
Yeah, it has.
I'm glad we could deep dive into this story together.
Absolutely.
And for everyone listening, we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
What did you think of Narcissus.mp4?
What part stood out to you?
Yeah. What really resonated with you? Let us know in the comments.
I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah.
Let's get into some of the details.
Yeah.
It's interesting that even though the story takes place in this pretty ordinary apartment, it feels like there's this whole world outside that Seraphine is totally cut off from.
Yeah, like when, okay.
Like when he calls the sound of kids playing noise.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that isolation plays a role in his?
Oh, absolutely. I think that sense of isolation is key to understanding why he becomes so self-obsessed. He's totally cut off from real human connection. So he retreats into this world where all that matters is how he looks.
And we see that reflected in our own society too, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Like think about all the pressure
Yeah.
To present this perfect image on social media.
Right.
It can be really isolating. Yeah. And it fuels this obsession with appearances. Mm-hmm.
It's like the story is holding up a mirror.
Yeah.
Not just to Seraphine, but to our whole culture.
Exactly. We're bombarded with images of youth and beauty constantly.
Right.
It's easy to forget what really matters.
It's so interesting that they chose to use a manipulated mirror as the central symbol.
Oh, yeah. That's a really deliberate choice.
Right.
It represents that distorted reality
right.
that Seraphine has created for himself. It reflects his insecurities, his desires. But it also makes you think about how we manipulate our own perceptions.
Right.
And how others see us, too. Like, think about photo filters, airbrushing. Mm. The whole industry built around creating this illusion of perfection. Mm-hmm. It's all about manipulating the mirror.
It makes you wonder if Seraphine even realizes
right.
he's looking at a distorted image.
Yeah. Is he choosing to deceive himself?
Yeah.
Or has he just lost touch with reality so much
right.
that he can't tell the difference anymore?
It's a good question. The story doesn't really tell us.
It doesn't. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
It leaves it open to interpretation.
Right.
Maybe he knows it's manipulated, but he ignores it.
Yeah.
Because facing the truth about getting older is too hard.
Right.
Or maybe he's just gotten so lost in his fantasy that he can't separate what's real from what's fake anymore.
It's almost like he's gaslighting himself, convincing himself of something he knows isn't true.
Yeah. And it makes you think about the role of denial in the story.
Right.
It's not just the cats he's neglecting.
Yeah.
He's neglecting his own needs, too.
Right. Like the story mentions.
Yeah. His frailty, the dirty dishes, the unopened mail.
Yeah.
It's like he refuses to acknowledge anything
right.
that doesn't fit this perfect image he's created.
It's like multi-layered denial.
It is denying his age, his loneliness.
Right.
The whole situation.
Right.
And that's what leads to his downfall.
Right.
It's only when the cats shatter the mirror that he's forced to face the consequences.
And even then, we don't know if he truly understands.
We don't. He's staring at the broken pieces.
Yeah.
But we have no idea what's going on in his head.
Right.
Is he regretful, angry, confused?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The story leaves us hanging.
It does. And that's what makes it so thought-provoking.
Exactly. We have to grapple with those questions ourselves.
Right.
Think about what happens after the shattering of the mirror.
Mm.
Can we pick up the pieces? Can we learn from our mistakes?
Right.
And build something more authentic? Or are we doomed to keep making the same mistakes?
It's a powerful message.
It is.
Especially coming from this simple story about a man and his cats.
And it's even more powerful.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't give us easy answers.
Right.
It gives us this complex character.
Yeah.
Flawed and human.
Right.
And makes us wrestle with his choices.
I agree. I know I'll be thinking about this story for a while.
It's one of those stories that sticks with you.
Yeah. And I bet our listeners will be too.
Definitely.
Well, I think it's time to wrap up this part of our deep dive into Narcissus.mp4. Mm. But before we go, I want to leave you with one last thought.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about Seraphine and his journey, but what about the cats?
The cats.
Yeah, they're like these silent witnesses to his whole descent into self-obsession.
Right. They're there the whole time.
What do you think their perspective might be?
That's a great question. I mean, we're so focused on Seraphine's inner world that we don't often think about the story from their point of view.
Yeah.
But if we try to put ourselves in their paws,
right,
I think we see a different kind of story unfolding.
Mm.
They start out as these loving companions.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little unaware of what's happening to Seraphine.
Right.
But as he neglects them more and more, their focus shifts.
Yeah.
It becomes about survival.
It's like they become these symbols, the consequences of his actions.
Exactly. Their hunger, their restlessness, them smashing the mirror. It all points to the damage that his self-absorption is causing.
Not just to himself, but to everyone around him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a reminder that our choices, even the ones that seem private, they affect other people too.
Right. And then there's that moment at the end when they come back to him.
After the mirror is broken.
Yeah.
Just forgive it.
It's so ambiguous.
Yeah.
Are they willing to reconnect after all that neglect?
Right.
Or are they just following their instincts, needing food and shelter now that their world is upside down?
It's interesting that you bring up forgiveness.
Yeah.
Because the story never really tells us.
It doesn't.
If Seraphine changes.
Right.
If he has some kind of epiphany.
Yeah.
We're left wondering if breaking the mirror is enough to snap him out of it.
Right.
Or if he's just going to stay trapped in his own little world.
It makes you think about human nature, doesn't it?
It does.
Change is hard. Yeah. Even when we see how we're hurting ourselves and others,
right.
It's so tough to break those patterns. But the story doesn't totally rule out change either.
That's true. There's that glimmer of hope.
Yeah, the cat's returning.
Yeah. Maybe even in the face of our flaws,
yeah.
Connection and redemption are still possible.
It's been such a great discussion.
It has.
I feel like we've only scratched the surface of this story.
I agree. It's one of those stories that you can keep coming back to.
Right.
And finding new things.
Yeah. And that's what makes a good story.
Absolutely. Stays with you.
Right.
Makes you think.
Well, this wraps up our deep dive into Narcissus.mp4.
It does.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks for joining us.
And remember, the conversation doesn't have to end here.
Yeah. What did you guys think?
What resonated with you?
What mirrors do you see in your own lives?
Let us know your thoughts.
We'd love to hear them.
Okay, so we were talking about how the story uses the manipulated mirror.
Right.
As like the central symbol.
Yeah, it's so deliberate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like it's this representation of the fake reality that Seraphine has built for himself. It shows his insecurities, what he wants.
Mm.
But it also makes you think about how we all kind of manipulate how we see things and how people see us.
Yeah.
Think about like...
Yeah, like filters and stuff.
Exactly. Filters, airbrushing. That whole industry.
Right.
That's all about creating a perfect image.
It's all about manipulating the mirror.
It is.
But it makes you wonder, does Seraphine even know that he's looking at a distorted image?
That's a really good question.
Yeah. Is he choosing to fool himself?
Yeah.
Or is he so out of touch with reality
right.
that he doesn't even know the difference anymore?
The story doesn't really tell us, does it?
It doesn't, which is interesting.
Yeah, it leaves it open.
Right.
Maybe he knows it's fake, but he'd rather ignore it.
Uh-huh.
Because facing the truth about aging is just too painful.
Right.
Or maybe he's just so lost in his fantasy world that he can't tell what's real anymore.
Yeah. It's like he's gaslighting himself.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. And then you have the whole idea of denial. It's not just about him ignoring the cats.
Mm-hmm.
He's ignoring his own needs, too. Physical and emotional.
Right. Like the story talks about.
Yeah, how frail he's getting, the dirty dishes, the unopened mail.
Right.
It's like he refuses to see anything that doesn't fit into this perfect image he's made.
Yeah. It's like layers of denial.
It is.
Yeah.
He's denying his age, his loneliness, everything.
And that's ultimately what brings him down.
Yeah. It's only when the cats break the mirror
that
he has to face the consequences of all that self-deception.
And even then, we don't really know. Well, if he gets it.
We don't know what he's thinking.
Yeah. He's just staring at the broken pieces.
Uh-huh. Does he feel bad? Is he angry? Confused?
Right. The story leaves us hanging.
It does. And that's what makes it so interesting.
Yeah. We have to answer those questions for ourselves.
Exactly. We have to think about what happens next.
Right. Like after the mirror is broken.
Can we pick up the pieces?
Yeah.
Can we learn and grow?
Mm.
Or are we just going to keep repeating the same mistakes?
It's a powerful message.
Yeah, it is. Especially for such a simple story.
Yeah, just a man and his cats.
And it's even more powerful because it doesn't give us all the answers.
Right. It leaves us with questions.
It does. It gives us a complex character, flawed, but human.
And it makes us think about the choices he makes.
Yeah, and I'll be thinking about this story for a while.
Me too.
It really stays with you.
And I think our listeners will too.
Yeah, I think they will.
So before we move on to our final thoughts,
okay.
I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about the cats.
Oh, yeah. The cats.
Okay, so we were talking about the cats.
Right. Those silent witnesses.
Yeah, they see everything that's happening to Seraphine.
Uh-huh. They're there for his whole descent into this self-obsession.
What do you think it's like from their perspective?
Oh, that's such an interesting question.
Right.
We get so caught up in what's going on in Seraphine's head.
Yeah.
That we forget to think about the cat side of the story.
Right. But if we try to imagine what they're seeing and feeling.
I think it's a whole different story.
Right.
They start out as these loving pets.
Yeah.
Maybe not even realizing what's happening to him.
Aw.
But then as he starts neglecting them.
Right.
It becomes all about survival.
It's almost like they represent.
Yeah.
The consequences of his actions.
Exactly. They're hungry.
Right.
They're restless.
Right.
And then they destroy the mirror.
Yeah.
It all shows the damage he's causing.
Right. Not just to himself.
Yeah. To everyone around him.
It's like a reminder that our choices, even the ones that seem really personal, they have an impact on others.
They do. And then there's that moment at the end.
Yeah. When they come back to
it. After the mirror is broken.
Yeah. What do you make of that?
It's such a powerful image.
It is.
Is it forgiveness?
Yeah.
Are they willing to reconnect?
Right.
Even after he neglected them?
Right. Or is it just instinct?
Yeah.
Are they just looking for food and shelter?
It's so open to interpretation.
Right.
And it makes you think about forgiveness.
Right. Can the cats forgive him?
Yeah.
Can Seraphine forgive himself?
What would redemption even look like?
And speaking of redemption.
Right.
The story never really tells us.
It doesn't.
If Seraphine has a change of heart, if he learns from all of this.
We're left wondering.
Right.
Did breaking the mirror wake him up?
Yeah.
Or is he still stuck in that fantasy?
It really makes you think about human nature, doesn't it?
It does. Change is hard.
Yeah.
Even when we see the harm we're doing.
Right.
It's so hard to break those bad habits.
But the story leaves room for hope.
Right.
The cats come back to him.
Yeah. Maybe it means that even with all our flaws.
Right.
We can still find connection and redemption.
This has been such a great discussion.
It really has.
I feel like we could talk about this story forever.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's so layered.
Yeah. You notice something new every time you read it.
That's what makes a good story.
It really is.
It stays with you.
It makes you think.
Well, that's it for our deep dive into Narcissus.mp4.
I hope you enjoyed it. We hope you enjoyed listening.
Yeah. Let us know what you thought.
What resonated with you? What mirrors do you see in your own life?
We'd love to hear from you.
So until next time, keep exploring and keep asking questions.
Thanks for listening.